Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
The FDA is urging e-cigarette makers to look into safety issues after a Nevada teen broke his jaw from an exploding vape pen. The incident happened last year, knocking out several of the teenager's teeth, and at least two deaths are blamed on e-cigarette explosions in the United States. The FDA says e-cigarettes explode when the lithium-ion battery inside a vape pen overheats. There's a new Connecticut lawsuit over transgender students in school sports programs. That story from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Three high school track stars are suing because the state is allowing transgender girls, who are still physically boys, to compete against other high school girls. The three girls say this policy has cost them top finishes in several events and possibly college scholarships. Elias Defending Freedom is defending the athletes in a complaint filed with the Education Department's Office for Civil Rights. At least 17 states allow transgender high school athletes to compete without restrictions.
And authorities often warn against it, but officials in Riviera Beach, Florida, are paying $600,000 in ransom to hackers who took control of the city's data last month. That happened when employees clicked on malicious emails opening the door to the hackers. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Welcome to Legends of Success. This weekend is Father's Day, and to honor dear old Dad, we present an interview with one of television's most beloved fathers. Dick Van Patten is an actor, businessman, and animal welfare advocate, but he is remembered most as Tom Bradford, the patriarch of the 1970s television show Eight is Enough. Dick passed away shortly after Father's Day in 2015. He was 86. We had the opportunity to talk and joke with him about his incredible career, about fatherhood, and about dog food. A Father's Day tribute to a great dad on television and in real life, a great actor and a wonderful man, Dick Van Patten, a legend of success. It's time for Legends of Success with John Resnick. Each week, John presents the most original success stories in America. Passionate and inspiring stories from some of the most innovative and successful entrepreneurs alive today. This is Legends of Success. Here's John Resnick.
And welcome to today's edition of Legends of Success, America's program that introduces you firsthand to our country's most successful entrepreneurs and acclaimed individuals, people who share with you their strategies of overcoming obstacles and setbacks to make it to the top. I'm John Resnick, and thanks again for sharing part of your day with us. Well, folks, today's guest clearly possesses a number of the common threads we see in our Legends of Success. First of all, Dick Van Patten never slows down. Measured by almost any standard, he has had more of a consistent career in the entertainment business than 99% of all of his peers. And one of the most notable roles was starring in the TV series Eight is Enough. But his career spans way beyond that to literally hundreds of television, film roles, appearances, and ever since he was a young child actor, he has not slowed down. Well, today we're going to get a behind-the-scenes story of what his life has been like and what is he up to today. He's got some new things going on. Let's welcome today's guest, Dick Van Patten. Dick, welcome to Legends of Success.
Oh, thank you, John. It's a great show. I listen to it all the time. I really appreciate being on it.
I led into everyone has to know your name, your household name. That's obvious. And what's been bothering me, and I wanted to level with you here, is that with such a successful career, I need to dispel a rumor up front that's been bugging me a little. There's some rumors coming out of Hollywood that you've actually been spotted several times eating dog food.
Yeah, you're right. Those rumors are correct.
Well, what's up, Dick? What's going on here?
It sounds like I've gone to the dogs. What happened was I started as a child actor. My mother was a real stage mother in New York.
Uh-huh.
And when I was 7 years old, you had to be seven to be on the stage.
Right.
But before I was seven, I was a child model for John Robert Powers from the time I was four. And then my stage mother, very aggressive stage mother, thank God, because I've had a great life because of her. Then as soon as I was seven, she took me up and down Broadway to all the casting directors and agents and producers and got a lot of doors slammed in the face. And she finally got me into a Broadway show. In 1936, I played Melvin Douglas' son in a play called Tapestry in Gray. And then I just went from one play to another as a kid actor. I was in 27 shows on Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been going strong ever since.
But
so I've been very, very lucky. But then...
Yes.
Here's how I went to the dogs.
Well, I've got to hear this.
Okay. In 1989,
yes.
I was on the... Remember the John Davidson talk show?
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
Yeah, the talk show.
Yeah.
Well, I was on the show, and they broke for lunch. And I happened to sit next to the drummer, one of the guys in the band, the drummer.
Mm-hmm.
And we started to talk, and he told me that he rescues dogs and cats. And I said, oh, gee, I love animals, too. I've always tried to rescue animals. In fact, when I was a kid, I wanted to own a pet shop. And I had a whole menagerie in my house. Every week I would buy a different pet. I had horned toads. In those days, you could buy baby alligators.
Wow.
It was legal. I don't think it's legal anymore. But I had every kind of I had a whole room full of all kinds of animals. So I've always been that way. So he said, well, during the conversation, what a fluke this was when I think about it. He said, well, I think that they should have a holistic dog food. And in 1989, there was nothing like that. And so I said, well, I played tennis with this woman veterinarian. I'll mention it to her tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So the next day I met this guy on the John Davidson show, and he was thinking that there should be a holistic, a health food for dogs and cats.
Now, do they have to chant to eat it?
No. But anyway, her eyes lit up. She said, that's a wonderful idea.
Yeah.
She said, I could make up a formula where there's no byproducts, no corn, no soy, no white rice, just health food.
Mm.
And so anyway, she did. And it was not easy to get it on the market back in 1989, but we finally got it in L.A., and it did well, and then it went up to Seattle and San Diego. Now, of course, we're all over the world. And then Petco got a hold of us, and they tried us out in 25 of their stores, and it did real well. And now we're in all of their 625 stores all over the country, and Canada and Mexico, everywhere. But it's going through the roof.
That's fabulous.
Now, let me tell you.
Sure.
All those years, I heard my competitors saying, our food is so good you can eat it. But I knew that wasn't true. You can't eat dog food. It's not made in a human plant. It's made in a plant where they just make pet food. It's not USDA-inspected meat. So I figured, why don't I come up with a food that you really can eat, you know? And so we make this food in a plant where they make human food. And it's called Dick Van Patten's Natural Balance Eatables. And you can eat it with your dog.
Well, I've got a picture of you with a ladle and a bowl sharing a little snack with a pooch.
That's right, and it's very, very good. It's the best food, honest to God.
So,
people are a little leery about eating it, but they don't have to be because it's made with USDA-inspected meat. It's made
yes.
in a plant where they make human food. So it's just like Irish stew. We have four different brands.
I love it.
We have Chinese takeout.
Yeah.
We have the hobo chicken, and we have the chicken dumplings, and then we have the Irish stew.
You know, you ought to call the Chinese takeout Mr. Chow.
Oh, yeah,
but
right,
we'll take it from you.
Dog chow.
But this is great. So the rumor is true. You actually have been spotted eating the dog food.
Yeah, I was on the Jimmy Kimmel show, and Jimmy Kimmel ate it on the show, and he loved it. He was really ate it. I ate it. It's very good. There's nothing bad with it.
Well,
there's more added minerals and vitamins in dog food than there is in regular food, because animals have to have even more minerals and vitamins.
Now, I'd imagine when you're taking this much process to do a product like this, I mean, this has got to be a high-end product. This is not for your everyday dog buyer, dog food buyer. Am I correct, Dick?
Well, it is a little more expensive, but there's 3 ounces more. See, cans of dog food and the human food has to have 13 ounces in the can.
Mm-hmm.
So even though this is a little higher than regular dog food, you are getting 13 ounces instead of 10 ounces.
Well, I think it's fabulous. And, you know, we're going to talk more about this project, how well you're doing, where it's found. We actually had Brian Devine on.
From Petco.
What a great guy.
Oh, yeah, he's a baseball fanatic.
Well, I know. And I'm going to tell you something. You know, I got to know Brian fairly well, and I'm not blowing smoke here. He is not easy to convince to put a product on his shelf, because I know of other manufacturers of different kinds of products who have called me, and they said, I can't get through to this guy. He's tough.
No, we've proven to him that the product is good. You know, they tested us in 25 stores.
Well,
and if it didn't do well, then believe me, he wouldn't be having it.
Well, no question. My last count, I dug up, you're in 650 of their stores.
Wow, that's right.
That's doing
625, 650, that's even great.
Yeah, and you know some folks, if you're just tuning in, we're speaking to the legendary Dick Van Patten. Here's a guy that started out as a childhood actor. He had a mom that said, this is your goal. We're not going to stop until you're successful. And what a life you've had. Dick, do you ever remember a time in your life that you weren't working in the entertainment business? Can you recall a time?
I've been very, very lucky. I've never stopped working. I think I've probably done more acting jobs than any other actor. I really mean that, because I've done 7 TV series, you know. Not just 8 is Enough. I did 6 series before 8 is Enough.
Oh, sure, sure.
And all those plays, and I've done 35 feature films, about 40 feature films now. And so I've worked all my life, and I'm very, very lucky, and I appreciate it, because I know it's not easy. And I know there's a lot of wonderful, talented actors out there that can't even get an agent. So I know how lucky I am, you know.
Not only have you been lucky, we're going to go over some of those specifically. We have listeners that tune in to hear, how did the Dick Van Pattens or the Estee Lauder family, how do they start out? What makes them different? What do you do? We're going to find that out, because, let's face it, Dick Van Patten, folks, has worked more, like I said, than 99% of all of his peers. When we get back, we're going to find out exactly what has he done that's different. Obviously, he's got tenacity. And after all these years, what does it take to launch a business and get a new product on the shelf? He's got lots of behind-the-scenes secrets. We'll ask him about his friends Mel Brooks and Dick Van Dyke and more, all on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick. Stick around. We'll be back with more of Dick Van Patten right after this.
Hi, this is Ethan Resnick, and you're listening to my dad, John Resnick, on Legends of Success.
Wouldn't it be great to see your windows in a whole new light? Do it right. Call your local neighborhood experts. Budget Blinds. You'll get beautiful style and personalized service for every budget. We bring the showroom right to your home, so you can choose from hundreds of blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes. Plus smart home window coverings you control with the touch of a button. And with Budget Blinds, we do it all for you. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy. There's a reason why Budget Blinds is the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. When we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. So let's get your home a whole lot of gorgeous. Get your free consultation right at home. Just go online to budgetblinds.com or call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free consultation right at home. Now that's beautiful. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
We're back on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick. Our exclusive guest today is Dick Van Patten, probably one of the most consistent workers in the history of the entertainment business. And, Dick, I went back. There's a website I used to research called IMDb. I think it's Internet Movie Database. It gives the histories. I came up with hundreds of things. If you count your series and how many times you've been on, it went forever. But I want to go back to the beginning. You're a household name, easily recognizable. Let's go back to Queens. Tell us how it all began. What was life like growing up? Tell me about your family.
All right. I was born in Richmond Hill, Queens, which was about 25 minutes on the subway to Manhattan, you know. And my mother and father loved the theater. They went to a play in 1928 called Showboat on Broadway. And they fell in love with the theater. They loved that show. And then even though they didn't have a lot of money, every Friday night they would take the subway over to New York and see a different Broadway show, you know.
Sure.
And they loved it. My mother was stage struck. And so when I was born, she wanted to get me into the theater. But you had to be 7 years old to be on the stage. So she did the next best thing. She took me over to John Robert Powers. I was a cute-looking kid, good-looking, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I became a child model from the time I was four. And as soon as I was seven, then she knew that, you know, it was okay to get me on Broadway. She took me over to Broadway to casting directors and agents and producers. And she got a lot of doors slammed in her face. But she finally got me. Melvin Douglas, who was a big movie star in those days, was coming to Broadway to do a Broadway play. And they had to find a little kid that looked a little like Melvin Douglas. He was very blonde, and so was I.
Mm-hmm.
And so I read at the Schubert Theater, but I didn't know how to read at 7 years old. They had to tell me what the lines were, and then I just sort of repeated them. And I got the job. There were about 100 kids there, and I got the job. And that was the first play. And then as soon as that show closed, I'd go into another play, and I had never stopped. And I owe it all to my mother. You know, it's a funny thing, John.
Yes.
They say the word stage mother like it's a dirty word, like, oh, what a horrible thing, you know, an aggressive stage mother.
Sure.
But actually, it's not. If a woman works and slaves to make her son a doctor or a lawyer, they say, oh, what a wonderful woman. But if they do the same thing to make their kid an actor, they say, oh, stage mother, you know, like it's a terrible thing. Now, there is, let me explain, there are some stage mothers that push their kids into it, and the kids don't really want to do it.
Sure.
Of course, that's wrong. But most kids love it. It was a great life. I traveled all over the country. I met the most interesting people, and you learn great discipline. And my parents were very smart. They told me, you're only as popular as the show that you're in. So don't ever let it go to your head. Don't think that you're above anybody else, you know?
But at the same time, Dick, it wasn't very easy because, you know, I've done some research back here, and, you know, your mom supposedly was such a strong-willed, I mean, I guess in a good sense, but it must have wreaked havoc on home life, and I think that kind of even
caused some kind of a rift at home. Am I correct?
Yeah, my mother and father did get divorced. This is what the family says anyway, that she devoted so much attention to me and to my sister Joyce. Joyce is also an actress.
Sure.
She's on that show now, Desperate Housewives. She plays one of the mothers on that, Joyce Van Patten. She's younger than me. But she paid so much attention to me and to my sister that I think my father sort of was felt neglected and just married, he got divorced and married somebody else, you know.
Sure.
But he loved the theater, too. But I guess that's what broke up the marriage.
Well, let me ask you this. How long did you have your mom until she passed away?
Oh, she died May 17th, 1976.
Really? That's my birthday, May 17th. Well, so the thing is, after all her hard work and there were so many different things, at least she helped share and see the reward of your success.
No, not really. She missed the 80s and now. She died, right? She would have been so thrilled.
That was the next year, wasn't it, after she died?
The next year.
Right.
Yeah, 80s and up was right after she died. It was almost like that was her wish when she was up in heaven, get him a series, you know?
I've seen that so often, and it's kind of sad where the parents miss the success of the kids, and they've worked so hard and a sacrifice. Let me ask you, from age seven, I know at age six you won a screen test with MGM. You went out because of a beauty contest or something.
Yes.
And you failed the test, am I right?
I failed the test.
What was it like to have rejection at age six? Does it bother you?
Well, in the beginning it did, but then you toughen up, you know, you let it roll off your back. That's part of the game. My mother used to say, that's part of the game, you know, you're going to get rejected. And always think that you're going to be rejected before you are, then it'll never hurt your feelings. You won't be suddenly shocked.
From age 7 to 21, though, Dick, you did nothing but work on Broadway. It was all Broadway until we hit 21. But my question is, do you ever feel that you missed part of a childhood because you worked so much?
No, let me tell you. People come up to me and they say, well, you missed your childhood. You should have been out playing baseball and football with the kids. Believe me, I had so much more fun than those kids. I was traveling on trains and sleepers, going to interesting places. And then there were always lots of times you always had to have an understudy. And some shows had a lot of kids in it. So that was always more fun when there were other kids in the show. But even if there was only one kid, you had to have an understudy. So you always had somebody to be with, another kid, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I remember I played the Belasco Theater on 44th Street in New York when I was 10 years old.
Wow.
And I was exploring backstage, and I found a secret elevator. This, I never told anybody this. It doesn't have too much to do with what we're talking about.
No, please, go ahead.
I'm just trying to show you how much more fun a kid actor can have. I found a secret elevator, and I went up, and it took me up to David Belasco's apartment. He lived in the apartment over the Belasco Theater.
Oh, jeez.
You remember David Belasco, actor?
Yeah, absolutely.
And I found a secret apartment in an elevator. I mean, things like that. And then when I played the Center Theater on Broadway at a play called The American Way, the Center Theater was at 48th Street and 6th Avenue. And then a block up is the music hall, you know.
Sure.
The music hall. And I found a secret passageway from the Center Theater underground, and all of a sudden I was in the music hall.
Boy, talk about networking at a young age. You know, I heard Ron Howard said the other day, he had mentioned that he was asked for his autograph before he could even sign his name. I mean, was that happening to you at such a young age?
Yes, that was. But here's another thing.
What's that?
You know, you only hear about the kid actors that have gone bad. You mentioned Ronnie Howard.
Yes.
He was a child actor like me, and he's had a great life.
Oh,
you know?
Absolutely.
And Shirley Temple, the same thing. She's had a... Believe me, there's so many of them that have had wonderful lives.
Well, you know...
They don't publicize that. They only publicize the ones that have gotten into trouble.
Let me tell you, that's why I started Legends of Success, because nothing but negative stories hit the headlines in the media. And I said, it's about time we do some positive things to help other people hear from the Dick Van Pattens of the world. Now, my next question is, okay,
yes.
You going through this, you must have been a little upset because you and your father were supposed to be inseparable. You played tennis all the time. You guys shoveled snow to play handball in New York. So that must have upset you a little bit. Did you ever resent your mom a little bit for the divorce?
No, because my mother was never fell out of love with my father. He left her.
I got you.
So it was the other way around. I was upset that he left her, and I remember begging him to come back, you know.
Wow.
And she wanted him to come back, and it was very sad. And
sure.
She never went out with anybody else after he left her or anything. I mean, that was her real love, but she just got so obsessed with the kids being in the theater and everything that she sort of ignored him, and he met somebody else.
Let's contrast that a little bit now. See, you've been married to Pat for, what, 50 years?
It'll be 52 years this April.
God bless you.